It's time for our musical chain of gratitude, Play It Forward, where artists tell us about their music and the musicians they're thankful for. Last time, superstar producer James Blake told us why he's grateful for Mala, a dubstep pioneer who is one half of the groundbreaking duo Digital Mystics.
If you listen to Mala, you're basically getting like a masterclass in minimal drum programming, and he sort of expanded my imagination about what dance music could be and how intricate and how interesting, but at the same time, completely primal it could feel.
Well, we're going to go to him next. So what would you like to say to Mala?
I'd like to say, honestly, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's hard to put into words what your music did for me. And then also to meet you and to become friends with you and to find out that you're just this extremely giving person. It confirmed, you know, you really should meet your heroes.
And Mala joins us now. Welcome to Play It Forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
To start, I just wonder what it was like for you to hear that from James Blake.
it's a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, James, as James mentioned, you know, we have become, you know, friends over the years, and I know the respect is mutual, and you know, I remember first meeting James many years ago. I remember him handing a CD to me. We used to run an event called DMZ, and I remember outside of the venue, there was an old Jamaican guy who used to sell kind of like jerk chicken and mac and cheese at like 6 a.m. And I remember we was getting some food at, you know, at 6 a.m. when the dance had finished. And I just remember this, you know, this really tall young guy coming over to me and going, you know, "Oh, Mala, you know, I love your music. I've just made some songs. I wondered if you'd, you know, be interested in listening to my CD." And I remember going home and listening to that CD a couple of days later. And I just remember being really kind of inspired by what he was doing at such an early stage. Mm. I think at the time he gave me music, it was still kind of unfinished in that respect. To see how he somehow managed to become so popular and his music reached such a wider mainstream audience, his music is still, I think, very, very original and organic to who he is. And for me, that's what my musical journey has always been about. It's like, how can we go the distance without compromising?
Why do you think you're drawn to minimalism? I mean, why do you think that's the kind of music that you make?
I think partly how I am as a human. Maybe I felt the kind of the push of just man in city, London, that kind of that driving energy, and kind of maybe being a little bit exhausted of what appeared to be an acceleration. So I found it much more interesting to take the foot off the gas. Just like you can read in between the lines, there's something in between the notes that happens as well. And I think when music is overly colorful and, you know, blatantly obvious, for me, that's not so interesting. The music can be extremely well made and it can connect with you in just the same way. But I found I was much more curious about what was happening in between the sound, you know, the space that you give to a listener. And it almost allows the listener to conjure up their own melodies and their own thoughts, and they're using their own imagination. And I think for me, and ever more so in the world that we're living in, freedom of thought should be exercised at all costs. So for me, making music that kind of bombarded a message or was pushing some type of agenda or something like this didn't seem to make sense. It was more about allowing people to discover the music and interpret it in their own way. And I think allowing space and having something that's minimal, I think it's a lot easier to do that.
Yeah. Okay, well, our first link in this chain aired months ago with the artist Caribou. And since then, we have visited Canada, we've crossed the Atlantic, talked to people making music in so many different genres. And you, Mala, are going to be our last link in this chain, which means you get to choose a musician who is living or dead, unavailable for an interview. Who do you want to tell us about? Whose music are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for an artist and a producer and a musician named Augustus Pablo.
Tell us about him.
Augustus Pablo, most known for his playing of the melodica. Such a simple instrument.
For people who don't know, a melodica is a keyboard with a mouthpiece that you blow into, and it's got this kind of vaguely electronic sound.
That's correct, yeah. But his music, when I was listening to it as a teenager, it really inspired me to be free with the music that I was making, because that's what I always heard in his music. Just kind of this real simplicity and a real freedom of his playing. Obviously, the music being from Jamaica, I always felt like there was sunshine in his music. And that really inspired me, not in terms of how I wanted my music to sound sonically, but more of an approach and more of a mindset.
Augustus Pablo died in 1999. Is there a track of his that we could play to help introduce listeners to the sound?
Yeah, it's a track titled Jar Dread.
What do you hear as you listen to this?
I think within his music, there's real strong words and real strong messages without any words actually being spoken. And when I listen to his music again, it just comes back to that simplicity and freedom. And I think not just in music, but also in life, these are two things that if we can sometimes scale down a little, you know, scale things back in a little bit and just look at things maybe with a more simplistic view, I think sometimes things would feel, you know, much more free.
I know he's no longer with us, but if you could speak to him, what would you say?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I would have anything to say to him other than, you know, thank you for all of the music that he's made and for the journey that he was on, because it's really inspired not only myself, but I'm sure many generations before me, and he will continue to inspire many generations after me. Some things are beyond word, and what I would have to say to Augustus Pablo is far beyond word.
Well, Mala, thank you for sharing these thoughts and this music with us. We appreciate your joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, and keep safe, and wishing you all the best.
Mala is one half of the pioneering dubstep duo Digital Mystics, and we will start a new chain of musical gratitude on our next episode of Play It Forward.